Shmuel Beis Paraches Pasuk Yodalad. So David has now defeated countless nations in the area around Eretz Yisrael, including Edom, with Yoav and Abishai ben Tzeruya doing the damage in Gei Melach. By Yosem be'Edom Nitzivim, Bechol Edom, some Nitzivim. So he appointed brigades. Throughout Edom, he appointed brigades. So there's a multiple stage conquest of Edom going here. First, he put the brigades in charge of part of Edom. Then, across the entire country, he extended the control of these brigades. Bechol Edom, some Nitzivim. By he chol Edom abadim l'David. And the third stage is, finally, all of Bnei Edom were the servants of David. By Yosha Hashem es David b'chol asher halach. And Hashem gave David deliverance in everything that he undertook. So, whenever David found himself in danger, he always davened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for help. So it was all through HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Edom, remember Esav, the bracha from Yaakov, when you are up, you know, you'll put your foot on Yaakov's neck. That's the way it's been certainly for most of our lifetimes, where Edom is on the rise and Yaakov is degraded and below in world politics. But this was a time when Yaakov was up, when Yaakov was up and Edom was down. The moments of David and Shlomo are the high points of Jewish history in many ways. The Chazal say the moon was waxing, was growing full at this time, before it started to shrink again. Tes Vav, Vayimloch David al kol Yisrael. David reigned over all of Yisrael. His kingdom is firmly entrenched. Vayihi David osa mishpat utzedakah l'cholamo. And David executed justice and righteousness to the entire people. Klal Yisrael and perhaps the world recognized that this was the fulfillment of the prophecy to Rivka Imenu. Shnei Goyim are in your womb. Shnei Goyim bevitneich, ushnei l'umim mi'aychi paredu, ula'om milom ya'emotz, ve'rav ya'avod soyir. That would be truly embarrassing if I didn't remember that from my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, Parsha's Toldos. And the upper hand will go from one to the other. When one rises, the other falls, as I mentioned a minute ago. And so we learn in Melachim Aleph that for 6 months, Yoav there remained there with all of Yisrael till he had cut off every male in Edom and left the women alive. And the king had asked, why have you left the women alive? So Zechar Amalek can also be read Zachar Amalek. Obliterate the males and not necessarily the females. And so in the Gemara, they bring down a dispute here between David and Yoav over what one was supposed to do. And Yoav got very angry when a Talmud Chacham told him that Yoav's point of view was wrong. And so according to the Medrash, he killed him. You got to be careful when you anger Yoav. But here, tremendous territory captured by David HaMelech. All of these different kings, all of the kings within Eretz Yisrael. He handed over control of the forces to Yoav. And some say David lost some favor with the people for giving Yoav this tremendous authority. As we're about to see now. Tazayin, v'Yoav ben Tzeruya al Hatzava, v'Yehoshaphat ben Achilud Mazkir. So, Yoav ben Tzeruya was over the army, the commander-in-chief. And Jumping Jehoshaphat, I don't know that this was Jumping Jehoshaphat, but I always liked that in the old westerns. Yehoshaphat ben Achilud was the record keeper. So we see that David has a cabinet of people handling all of the tasks for the governance of such a huge empire. Yizayin b'Tzadok ben Achituv v'Achimelech ben Evyasar Kohanim. Tzadok ben Achituv and Achimelech ben Evyasar were the Kohanim. Much more about them coming up. Usiraya Sofer, and Siraya was the scribe, and Yudches, the final pasuk detailing these assistants, Uvnei Yahu ven Yehoyada ve'akresi ve'haplesi, Uvnei David Kohanim hayu, and Bnei Yahu ven Yehoyada and the Kresi and the Plesi, and the sons of David were Kohanim, which is a real question because the sons of David are not Kohanim. The sons of David are from Shevet Yehuda. So what's going on here is that David is establishing a government bureaucracy on top of everything else. And the Jewish people wanted him, a ruler, a king, and he's the ultimate king of Klal Yisrael, to judge them, to enact laws, to lead them in battle. Although all of that credit is supposed to go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But with David as king, the people's hopes and expectations are fulfilled. David had been born, the Nach says in Tesvav, that he was Edomi. He was a red with beautiful eyes. Even though he was born under the red sign, the planetary influence of Mars, the war planet, he had beautiful eyes and looked with Rachmanis on the world. So that's why it was both Mishpat and Tzedakah that he took care of. And Klal Yisrael loved him for that. And were concerned when some of these other subordinates were taking over. But what the Nach is telling us by listing all of these cabinet members is that the reason David could rule with justice and righteousness is because Yoav was so successful carrying out the sentences of his verdict. With Yoav in charge of the military, David's heart was free to do justice. When Yoav went out to battle, David davened for him. The records were kept by Yehoshaphat ben Achilud. Also to remind the king, to whom he had to be grateful later. Remember in Megillas Esther, when the king asks, what does it say about Mordechai in there? And what good was done to him? You need a record keeper to keep you on the straight and narrow, to make sure that you don't forget who you owe to what. Tzadok is mentioned in Divrei Hayamim as one of the ones who came to Hebron to appoint David king, and Achimelech was the grandson of Achimelech Kohen Gadol, who had been put to death in Nov. Saraya is also called Sheva. Later on, we'll see in Peret Chaf. Now, who are the Krasi and the Plasi? So some say they were just officials. Some say they were two different nations that subjugated themselves to the rule of David HaMelech. Krasi, some say, is a person who is an expert at being Kores Eitz, at felling trees, and Plasi know how to be Mapil walls, how to tear walls down. The Chazal always tell us that the Krasi and the Plasi are the Sanhedrin, because they are Karsim, they are sharp, and they are Mufloyim and wondrous in the judgments that they give. Now, the idea of David's sons being Kohanim, the final reference in the Pasuk, is a reference to say that they were prominent. And they stood out like Kohanim, detached from the vanities of this world, studying Torah, serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Some say these were the six sons born to David in Hebron. And that a Talmud Chacham is worthy of getting respect, and he can accept that respect. So when everybody stands up for the Rosh Yeshiva, he doesn't have to be so humble to say, don't do that. He can accept the respect due to the Torah that he has learned. So this is a tremendous moment in the history of Klal Yisrael. This is the high point. The Zechus of David is standing by us in every military battle. The Krasi and the Plasi, some also say, are archers and stone throwers. And Binayahu oversaw the Urim V'Tumim. There's a big discussion about Binayahu. He was a Kohen, and yet he killed a lot of David's enemies, and he was permitted to do that, despite the fact that a Kohen can't become Tamei Mace. Some say Binayahu was an expert in killing, but withdrawing the weapon before the person died, so that when he stabbed you, you're not dead yet, and so he didn't become Tamei Mace thereby. Binayahu was in charge of both of the families, or the tribes, or the groups, who were the Krasi and Plasi. We will see Binayahu being loyal to Shlomo HaMelech later on. But a tremendous parak for David HaMelech and for the Jewish people. And there is going to be, however, when you're at the high point, sometimes there's nowhere to go but down. And the story of a man named Tziva is going to come in the next parak. A kind of classic David HaMelech story where David trusted everything he said and his trust was misplaced. Even in the greatest times of Klal Yisrael, some people are venal people who do terrible things. Human nature isn't so immutable as all that, and we will see that as we move on.